Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, real simple with the DK Metcalf thing as we continue to monitor today to see if a ruling comes down, is that there's a precedent for this just 2 years ago, almost exactly 2 years ago. The Bills in Philly and Shaq Lawson with a fan yelling at him and teammates the whole game, they said with threatening language toward them and their families, went over, reached over the railing and pushed a guy and didn't get as much as a penny of a fine from the NFL. So that seems very inconsistent with a 2-game suspension for DK Metcalf with what I would call a similar incident that doesn't excuse Metcalf necessarily. It just means that the NFL is being extremely inconsistent here. Roger Goodell, really, who would be hearing this case, I think. I was just talking with Pony in the back, and he tells me that Goodell's the guy who levied the suspension and would hear the case. That seems a little odd, but we've seen that before with him. Or at least he would have the final ruling, you know, regardless of who actually heard the case. So that seems inconsistent. And then I talked about Lamar and how that's just apples and oranges because the fan-initiated physical contact, reach over the railing into the arena of play and push Lamar, and Lamar push back. And the NFL has been consistent with that if the fan in any way enters the arena, so to speak, and initiates the contact, the player then has free rein. And I think that's right. You want to put your hands on me when I'm a player and reach over the railing and do so, if I want to punch you in the face, I can do that. I think. You agree, Sean?
Yes, and that's, you know, you see that in all sports, right? Someone runs onto the field, security will take them down very physically. And if they come near a player, we've already seen what happens. So, yeah, I agree. Now, you could make the argument what constitutes, if you're kind of leaning over.
You're in the field of play. If you lean over that railing, you put your arms onto the field of play, and you push Lamar Jackson aggressively in his head, he can do whatever he damn well pleases to you, I think. And apparently so does the league.
Yes.
He didn't. Did he even get fined for that? I don't think he did, Lamar. And the fan got suspended for life. Correct ruling. This is an incorrect ruling based on the Shaq Lawson precedent. 1 game, maybe. I would go with a hefty fine here for Metcalf based on precedent. Now, that last caller did make a good point. Maybe the league feels like it erred on the Lawson ruling. I mean, I don't know. Did that one even get to the league's radar? I don't know. Pony mentioned in the back, too, and I agree with this, and I wonder if you do, Sean, that the fact that this one really caught the attention of the league's main broadcast for the weekend with Romo and Nance, and they really went at it hard, and they were aware and had the video and everything else. This probably got more on Roger Goodell's radar, and he probably wants to make more of a statement with this. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. And one thing that I've heard, and I don't know if you could speak to this, some people certainly were saying that they thought he should have been ejected from the game. Now, I don't know. Is that something that's ejectable, an interaction with a fan?
I don't know, man. You'd have to do a lot of... The refs didn't see it. So then you'd have to go back and like conduct an investigation mid-game.
Right.
That's why they have the, you know, punishment of suspensions moving forward, because that would be pretty hard to do. Anyway, let's get back to the phones. 50-minute mark on the fan coming up. That is, where's the 50-minute mark? Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Any relation, Sean?
No, unfortunately not.
Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Rain throughout the day, but warmer, a high of Bud Dupree. All right, who's next?
We will go out to Plum and hear from Bill.
Hey, Bill, what's up?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Starkey, I've got a question for you. Well, how do you think Tomlin's going to react here at noon to this whole situation? Is he going to stick up for DK? Is he going to...
Man, that's a good question, and I'll tell you why. He knew about the Ramsey spitting incident, but said right after the game, Jalen can't do that. And then 2 days later, he said, somebody spits in your face, what are you going to do? That type of thing. So... I'll be very curious here. You know, James Harrison and Hayden said that while Harrison said I would have, you know, beat the heck out of that guy, it's also you can't do it to your team in the middle of a game there. You can't do that. So I don't know. Right. I can't predict what Tomlin will say, honestly. It's going to be very interesting.
I can't either. Obviously, he's probably going to stick up for his player. But as a fan, it's just so frustrating that we have to deal with this from adults. I mean, this guy's making $35 million a year. I'm not sticking up for what the fan said in any way, because we may never know what he really said. But hold your composure. Yeah. I mean, what if we didn't win that game and now we're out without DK for two games that are must win? I mean, this is...
Well, that's what Harrison said. That's what James Harrison...
It's every sport.
Yeah. That's what James Harrison said while saying he would have beaten the hell out of the guy. So I'm not sure that James... was real consistent on that.
Mixed messaging there.
But you are right that Tomlin stands up for his players. And the all-time example of that was Mason Rudolph. When Myles Garrett accused Rudolph after the fact, way after the fact, of a racial slur during that on-field incident they had. And Tomlin, who I imagine doesn't like to do these things, went right to ESPN and went on the air, on television, I think with Stephen A. Smith, I forget who else, and made it a point to say, I know people on the Browns, and I know that if that had actually occurred, I would have known about it right away on the field. And he said, essentially said, without using these words, that Myles Garrett lied and that Rudolph did not say any such thing. Like, he went to the hilt to protect his player. So he does that consistently. But on that one, you know, I feel like if Mike Tomlin felt there was any truth to it, he would not have protected Rudolph. But man, he went full bore in protecting his guy there. And he wound up protecting Ramsey on the spitting, even though after the game, he said he knew that it had happened. I think he said he knew it had happened. And then he said, you know, you can't do that. I'll be curious myself to see what happens at noon. Next.
We will go to North Carolina with Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. What's up?
Hey, Joe. Merry Christmas.
You too, man.
So the guy before me just kind of took a little bit of the steam here. But, you know, as a fan, obviously you want him on the field because you need to beat the Brownies and you may have to beat the Ravens. But outside of that, I'm fine with two games because grow up. Who cares what some clown show in the crowd has to say? You're making $30 million a year. You're playing football. He's paying to watch you. Who cares what he says?
Well, I mean, that's easy to say, but let's take the Shaq Lawson incident. If somebody is yelling at you from 10 feet away that they're threatening your mother and your family and your kids, you might take note of that, no?
I mean, I don't know. If I'm
no, you just ignore
year,
it. Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever,
yeah.
Man.
Whatever. They're threatening my wife, my kids, my family. It'll just let it roll off my back. You're a better man than me. Now, I'm not saying I would go confront them, but it would certainly get my attention. Next.
We will go
or maybe a worse man than me. I don't know which.
We will go to Carmen in Butler.
Hey, Carmen, what's happening? Carmen isn't there.
Carmen?
This seems like a good spot to move on because we have Nick Faribault. So, you know, that part of it, what was said, I don't know. There's been videos that you can't hear anything really being said of that nature, but we haven't heard from Metcalf yet. We've heard from James Harrison and Chad Johnson saying they spoke with Metcalf and this is what he said. I don't really have a judgment or an opinion on how he reacted based on what was said because I haven't heard from him yet. What I'm way more interested in is verbal taunting, if you want to call it that, compared to physical contact. And the league seems to accentuate the physical contact part as far as if the fan initiates, they get punished. If you initiate, you get punished, I guess unless you're Shaq Lawson from 2 years ago. Actually, I can't really think of a precedent where the player initiated physical contact. Can you? Other than Lawson.
No, I mean, you're sticking with the NFL here, obviously, because
a course.
Lot of people bring up the Ron Artest thing. But yeah, for the NFL, I don't have anything that's coming to my mind either.
All right. Let's talk to Nick Faribault about actual football matters, about how the Steelers might compensate without Metcalf. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Gina Giampietro as well here. And I want to ask Sean, too, about this matchup, about whether he would sit people, about whether we might see Will Howard at some point. There's a lot of different ways this could go right now. In the meantime, Connor and his wife needed to sell their home in the Pittsburgh area while they were building a new one, and they knew they needed a real estate agent with experience, connections, and a strong rep, so they called my friend Gina. In Connor's 5-star review, he said that from day one, Gina's marketing and amazing photography stood out. And within just 48 hours, they had multiple offers for their home, and they were all over the asking price. Connor said he's convinced that their results were driven by Gina's years of experience and her connections, the ones she's developed through decades in the business. Gina Giampietro will sit down with you, agree on a price and a deadline. Deadline passes, home isn't sold. Gina will have it bought and turned into a rental. So if you're in the Pittsburgh area, you're ready to sell your home or buy one, call my friend Gina at RE/MAX Select Realty. Call Gina, 724-602-9752. Google Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty and look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.